So case number one.
Number one's not here.
I'm sorry. Well, number one's not here. Case number two is 23-440. Please come forward. Thank you. Issuing authority is here. The appellant is there. For the record, would you please state your name and what agency you represent?
Yes, Mary Pokorsky for the City of New Britain Police Department, and with me is Detective Lisa Steves.
I'm sorry, last name?
Steves.
Steves, I apologize. Okay. My name is Pokorsky.
Okay, thank you. All right. Let's see here. This is, there is an active protective order. Okay.
That is correct.
Okay. So you understand there's an active protective order on your record right now?
Yeah. Okay. So.
Well, let me explain first.
Modify that.
Okay. If there's a protective order on your record, we don't have the authority to grant your permit.
Yeah.
Okay. So the only memory you have on that would be to try to get that protective order removed.
That's in a week from now. That's why I was trying to extend it. Because it doesn't matter how much money I paid the lawyer, the judge only moved it back for a week. Right. So I was trying to avoid all these questions and profiling. Yeah. Right. But well, you know, I did as much as I did, you know, to actually move it so I don't have to, you know, have anything against me. But
unfortunately today as we sit here, we can't grant the permit.
I understand, but I'm not purchasing a firearm, I'm just getting a license.
No, okay. I understand, you know, but so we don't have the authority to grant it.
So when you have a protective order, usually it's when you have a firearm, you know?
No, that's not true.
By statute, because there's an active protective order in place, we just don't have
the authority.
We don't
have the authority to give you the
permit. But that's what I'm saying. My girlfriend never put that's the officer that did his false claim. I mean,
The fact pattern doesn't come into play.
Correct.
It's the fact that there's one on record right now.
I understand. But you see how she says there's an active protective order, but she don't say there's an active protective order contact. She's saying it like it's a...
Unfortunately, it doesn't matter in your case. So you have two options here. If you proceed with your case today, it's going to be denied because we don't have the authority.
Yeah.
Or you can withdraw it. There won't be anything on the record saying that you lost an appeal.
Yeah.
Then when your protective order is removed, then you can start the process over
Correct.
Again.
Let me ask you a question. I have a letter with my lawyer of a dismissal case, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a week from now. There's no way I can get an extension, so I'm going to have to do the whole process all over?
No. I mean, this hearing is scheduled for today. I'm sorry. I mean, so... We're powerless. We can't help you.
I understand. That, so. Yeah, but like I said, I got many licenses, and I haven't had no problem.
I understand, but that's
I'm not purchasing a firearm.
No,
it doesn't matter.
I understand, but we cannot reinstate the permit today. So you can either withdraw your appeal, or if you go forward, we have to say no. So it's up to you. Best thing is, I shouldn't say what the best thing is, but
just withdraw.
Withdraw. Okay. I'm sorry, it's just the way things are. I wish I could help. But.
Yeah.
Okay, so you withdraw your appeal?
Yeah. Have no choice.
Okay, thank you. Good luck to you.
All right.
Withdraw.